Secretary interim rolling, how y'all say that anymore. Captain, with me this afternoon I have Josh Schmaltz and Ryan Flick with me from Custer State Park Resort Company. What we want to do this afternoon briefly is just kind of run over the repair and maintenance for 2020, just an FYI of what got accomplished. I've asked these two gentlemen to also speak to how their season went, how we started off slow, how they rebounded, and then we'll probably briefly speak about what we got going on for 2021 with R&M projects. So with that,
Yeah, I guess to give a little bit of idea of how the season went for us, obviously the big surge of COVID closures happened for us as well. We basically didn't open any of the lodges until June 1st, so we lost all that revenue that we would generally have late April, early May. As of June 11th, things started to turn significantly for us and really, really picked up. And actually, I would say had one of our busier seasons that we've had. Cabins obviously kind of started out initially being the strongest for us, but then rooms started to come in. We did lose a lot of our base that we normally have from our bus groups and tour groups, and then the restaurants took a little bit longer. We were doing some social distancing and things like that in the restaurants. But the summer turned out phenomenal. We had our strongest, you know, late August, September and October that we had here. So season really turned around well. Looks like we're going to be in the same boat for next year. Our reservations that we're putting on the books right now are comparing, are actually ahead of where we were last year this same time pre-COVID. So, very strong start to the 21 season for us here.
To give you guys an idea of where we finished the year from a revenue standpoint, as you guys can see in the R&M, we finished just over $14 million. I went back into my financials, and we did just over $14 million in 2015, at $14,035,000. So, you know, all things considered, it was, as Ryan said, it was a good year. We started off slow. The majority of the decline in revenues came from that late April, all of May being closed, and, you know, again, a little slow start to start with June. So, you know, you never like to see it go backwards, but considering where we were at, where we were thinking we were going to be at going into the year, I think it was about as best as you could have hoped for. I think back probably back in 2015 when we had reached that 14 million mark, I would bet that we were all probably pretty giddy at that number. So again, we always hate to go backwards, but given the situation that we were in, I think we ended up okay. Recap of
2020?
Yeah.
Yep. 2020 recap, state game lodge projects that we did. Creekside Lodge got all new carpeting. That was all taken care of early in the season. Got that done basically by February. We did have another cabin at the game lodge that was done. It was a duplex cabin as well that was remodeled. Floors and trim in the game lodge also got done at the same time. And the chapel exterior here at the Game Lodge got done last year. All of those went well and according to plan. Legion Lake, obviously we had a couple things in our emergency funds that we had to use. We're starting to get an age on a decent age on some of our PTAC and split units within the property, so we're continually replacing those throughout the seasons. That's the heating and cooling that we have in most of the cabin areas, so those usually last us, you know, in the range of 3 to 5 years, and then they start to have problems. We usually fix them, and then when they are a replacement, they're usually about a $3,500 to $4,000 fix each time we do that. Bluebell cabin remodels. We did have the four cabins that got completely kind of gutted down to the walls inside and redone. Really lightened up those cabins. Very nice. Did windows and interiors on all those cabins, new kitchens. Really, really nice remodel that we had there.
Those also went according to plan. Actually, we were right on schedule to open those. COVID hit, and a little bit of our furniture was behind. But Bluebell didn't end up opening until June anyway. So really no problems or no days off on that project there. Sylvan Lake Lodge, we had carpet redoing all throughout the hotel wings. So we did all the carpets on three levels of the hotel, corridor carpets, and that went well. New hot water heater went in. They took care of basically the whole lower floor and the laundry facility there. We have two cabin roofs that we had to get done, had trees go down and had popped some holes through the top, and we just decided to redo those roofs while we were there. And then some emergency funds as well. Had the fuel tank that we had put in from the park here, and that's for our usage up at the lodge. And then some plumbing and electrical, just small items that end up on the extras. So all in all, I think everything went really well. As far as R&M projects, we were able to complete everything that we had on the list, primarily last year. We did have a couple items that were kind of add-ons last year that we'll be adding into this year, some staining, things like that. But by and large, went well.
And as we look forward into 2021, taking care of some of the bigger items, Creekside Lodge, most of you guys are out here for the roundup, that is in need of some TLC on the exterior. We'll get that taken care of this spring. We will continue our Bluebell Cabin renovations up at Bluebell. We'll focus on the Commissioner's Cabin up there, which is the bigger cabin, and then we will tackle some of the older historic cabins. They have been cob blasted from the exterior. Now it's just focusing on the interior. We'll put some new case goods from a P&P standpoint, and then from an R&M, we'll tackle the carpet. We're going to try to lighten those cabins on the inside. We're going to do nice tiled showers, new flooring in the bathrooms, make them look really nice. Then the big one is up at Sylvan Lake. We had some, if you go back a couple years ago when we started when Matt and Scott and his team started the master plan for up at Sylvan, we knew that Sylvan Lake exterior was on the plan, but it was a little further out. But then when they came up with this master plan for Sylvan, we thought that it'd be a good idea to kind of move some things around, and we ended up putting Sylvan Lake exterior into 2021. That will be a complete overhaul from the exterior, new siding, new windows. We worked with Matt and Jamie on the look. Obviously, from a historic standpoint, we're not changing anything as far as the look. It will just have a new product on it. Matt and Jamie had worked with Shippo and got their blessing on the types of windows that we can install, so we've done everything that we needed to do. We've done our due diligence up to this point to make sure that we keep the historical integrity of the building itself. So,
and 2 years ago, that got the new roof on it, so
yeah.
Everything's kind of at that same age at this point.
Yeah. So, along with the master plan that you guys have put together, I think this will really complement that whole area. You guys have always, it's been known as the crown jewel of the state park, and I believe that by the end of this winter, it will look like the crown jewel of state park, of Custer State Park again. So, really excited about that project. And then to finish it off, just kind of clean it up from a landscaping standpoint, the main focus of this landscaping project is that center island. And as you drive around, it's got that the circle driveway. We're going to focus on the middle part of that driveway and the circle there and get it looking really nice. It's kind of a main walking path for everybody. We're still going to keep a walking path, but it'll be a designated walking area with rock and stone, and it's going to look really nice. So those are some of the highlights for 2021.
Any questions from... commission on anything we went over today?
questions, comments? Is Commissioner Reese, does the resort company have anything in the new Buffalo complex? Are they going to have any part of that, or a restaurant or anything there? Anybody thought of that?
No, we do not. We'll have, there'll be some areas that maybe will be utilized for the roundup itself on a temporary basis, but nothing permanent. Unless you want it.
It's how much you're going
to kick in. We should be pushing bison right now to do with the price, but...
We could probably find a couple buyers.
Yeah. I was just going to thank Josh and his staff. You know, when we went into this thing in March and April, nobody knew what things were going to look like. And the communication between myself and Josh and Matt to try to figure out what was going to happen at Custer State Park and in particular with Regency, we were putting together contingency plans and talking about different things, and luckily things turned out at least the way they did in the park, and I think that's in no small effort for the work that Josh did, but he had to make some really tough decisions early in the year about labor pools and bringing folks on, and if you were out in the park this summer, you know that like the rest of the park system, Josh did things on a shoestring. But at the same time, I don't think that the public noticed that. They all just kind of, pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and made do with what they, what they had. And really appreciate the partnership that we've developed with Regency over the years and Josh and his staff. And just couldn't be any happier with the way things are going on in the park. And thanks, Josh, for all your hard work for many years, but especially this last summer. I know it was a challenge, and hopefully we'll get back to something that looks a little closer to normal next summer.
Thank you, Scott.
Any other questions, comments?
All right. Anyone else have them now?
Nope. Thanks, Josh and crew. I appreciate it.